All right, welcome back to the Health Engineer Show. I'm Clint Fuquay, the Health Engineer, right here on the Offbeat Business Media Network. And there's this thing, have you heard of it? It's called Zoom fatigue. You probably have it. You probably know somebody that has it. That's right, it's out there. And it's not the only thing that's causing you stress in your life right now when it comes to your IT connections, connectivity, that laptop that is now on your desk, which is your lap right now, or your home office, or sitting at home in your kitchen, with your family, with the kids, with your spouse, or maybe you live with a bunch of other people, they're all around, you're trying to figure out how to do this new work thing with your new coworkers, which you've never really been around in this fashion before. They're doing homework, you're doing work, they're doing work, it's all day, it's all night, and it's a stress. So right now in Health in the News, we're gonna talk a little bit about that thing, how to address it, and well, what we're gonna talk about on the show. So with this, we are connected 24/7, 365. You can't get away from it. It is everywhere because you get your phone in your hand, okay? It's causing stress on the neck, stress on your arm, stress on everything along with your laptop. And the other thing is, how do you get those things to connect? How are those things connected to your work partners, right? Everybody that you work with, your boss, your employees, your work partners. How do you handle all that? Keep them connected, keep yourself connected, including the Wi-Fi. Because, you know, if the Wi-Fi goes out, you can't do anything now, can you? So that's a major stress that's going on right now that nobody's really addressing, nobody's really talking about. And it's just eating away at you at the back of your head right now. And it's there. So we have to discuss and talk about it. So come back on my show with my special guest, Timmy Newsom. We're going to talk about how to address that, how to set your system up to alleviate this stress, be connected, turn off that connection when you need to, and how to stay healthy as we go through this whole brand new time period and get back to being normal again.
Clint Fuquay is the Health Engineer, dishing up healthcare reform through personal responsibility in the areas of nutrition, discipline, and fitness. Clint cuts through misunderstood health theory with over 35 years of practical results. Start taking control of your health today with the Health Engineer. Here's your host, Clint Fuquay.
All right, welcome back. I'm Clint Fuquay, the Health Engineer, right here on the Health Engineer Show on the Offbeat Business Media Network. And today, I've got a superstar here. Some of you Cowboys fans already know who this is from way back in the day. For everybody else, you're going to find out very soon. So Timmy, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so in the monologue, I talked a lot about stress and the new stress that we're going through with, you know, air connectivity, IT stress, all that stuff, Zoom, all those things. And you've been in IT now for how long?
29 years.
29 years. So, and I want to give everybody a little bit of background for you, which, because, you know, that was, that was your plan A. And
yes.
Your plan B was actually football.
Yes,
which,
that was a mistake.
Yeah. So, give everybody a little background about that, about your time playing for the Cowboys and how that actually helped propel you into your plan A and starting your tech company.
Well, it's interesting. When I was in college, my intent was to major in health and physical education, but practice was so hard that I didn't think I was going to last very long. We were practicing three times a day, and I was feeling sorry for myself. So I went to the registrar's office and decided to change my major to business administration and computer science. And when I got to Dallas, Gil Brandt, who was the player personnel director, asked me what I wanted to do in the off season. And I told him, I said, I'd like to do something that I majored in college. He says, okay, let me see what I can do. And so I started working every off season from 1981 until I retired in 1989.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of people out there don't know this, especially all the millennials out there don't realize this, that, you know, back in the day for pro sports, I mean, pro sports was like not really a side gig, but it was like a second job outside of the other thing
to
get into.
It was a hobby, both monetarily and physically.
Yeah.
So that's the way I treated it.
Yeah, that's a rough hobby.
Right.
So at least you had a helmet.
Exactly.
So helps out with keeping the face pretty and everything else.
Yes.
So let's talk about, since you're in IT computers and your main thing with New Tech is getting the entire system to work together. Let's talk a little bit about this interconnectivity stress people are having right now, things they can do, things that you do to help out with alleviating that with your business.
Well, the basic thing is home use. Typically, a normal family environment will have a router supplied by the internet service provider, and it has very little monitoring functionality. And so the first thing I advise people to do is to get a second router that has a firewall. And that firewall has a lot of monitoring equipment on it that will diagnose problems that may be happening behind that network. And so if the kids are playing video games, we can tell whether or not it's consuming a lot of the bandwidth. So we try to reduce that stress by having some concrete evidence as to what exactly is going on.
Yeah, and if the kids are playing video games, they shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, kids. because that's another stress right there.
It is.
The whole home situation, how many hours do people get to do things,
that's right.
All that stuff, so catch them with that. But what are a few other things? So, I mean, I know you do a lot with Microsoft. That's your main platform.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of platforms out there for how to get your team together, how to get everybody working together. I'm sure you've done a lot with Microsoft Teams because that's been kind of the new thing out there outside of Zoom and all the 10 million other platforms out there.
Yes. The other thing we do is we do a lot of voice over IP telephone communications. So people who are in the office who have to work from home, they won't lose a beat because the telephone systems that they use in the office, they can use at home. And so those calls that come in the office are the same offices that calls that come in at home, and they can transfer calls as if they were in the office. So we try to make it as seamless as possible for people who are working from home, as if they were working in the office.
Okay, and that's a big thing right now because there's a lot of people still not in the office.
That's right.
And so they're at home, or they've come to a place like this, which is Work Suites and Allen, and they've set up an office here. So. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing, well, I'm not in the office, but I'm at home, but I'm in a different office. And so there's a whole switching around and making sure that you can stay connected and you're getting incoming calls and everything else that you're supposed to be getting in business so that you stay in business.
Yeah. I kind of like to joke with some of my customers that you could be on a beach in Hawaii or you could be sitting at your home. Which would you prefer? The concept's the same and the resources are there for them. So we provide those resources regardless of wherever they are, as long as they have an internet connection.
Yeah. Beach in Hawaii, that'd be nice, except
be
you
nice.
Can't get there now. Stuck in quarantine for 14
That's
days
right.
on the beach.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to some sponsors right quick, and we're going to come right back. We're going to start talking about, how to stay healthy, because as you can see, this man is very, very healthy, probably healthier than I am.
No, never.
We'll be right back.
You're watching The Health Engineer. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
At Work Suites, get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites, we really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of their home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms, we don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need a part-time space. You'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through the transition in your business and get you up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
Introducing IV hookup.
IV treatments have been the standard of care used for years to deliver intravenous hydration treatment to patients. Our medical director has created a safe, industry standard protocol to efficiently support your wellness through IV vitamin hydration, including options for athletic performance, mood enhancement, general wellness, and hangover recovery. IV hookup now offers full spectrum COVID-19 testing at reasonable prices. This means we can get you and your staff tested in a quick time frame. Are you hosting a group event? We can provide a customized package for IV treatment and COVID testing as well. IV hookup is everything you need to both stay healthy and approve it.
Go to ivyhookup.com to order yours, and we'll bring it right to you. That's ivyhookup.com.
All right, welcome back. We're going to talk about some health stuff, because you know, one thing that happens a lot with athletes is whenever they quit playing, they stop. You obviously have not.
Right.
So I want to give everybody a little insight into what you do personally to keep yourself healthy, because I know you work out a lot, and I know you've done some marathons, things like that. So let's give everybody a little insight into that, how that actually helps out with stress. Because, I mean, your IT business, I know you work constantly.
Yes.
you're always there because it's in your DNA, right?
Yes.
That's what you like to do. So if you would, you know, tell everybody a little bit about you know, after coming out of playing and then taking care of yourself, how you've continued that throughout your life.
Sure.
So far.
Well, when I retired, I made a promise to myself not to do anything for a whole year. I just got sloppy fat, loved every minute of it. And after that year, I said, okay, it's time to get the weight off and time to get back into a routine. And so I started walking a lot every single morning. I'm an early morning person. Mm-hmm. And so it's not uncommon for me to get up at 4:30, 5 a.m. in the morning, get my workout in, and by 7 o'clock, my day is over in that regard. And so I've kept that routine for the past 29, 30 years because I felt like it would be to my advantage to stay as healthy as possible considering the kind of environment in which I work. And so I started doing that, and then I started running some more. I've always loved lifting weights. Mm-hmm. When I was with the Cowboys, I was one of their strongest players. And so when I got into that routine again, I just kept lifting weights. I'd lift weights 3 days a week, and I'd run the days that I wasn't lifting weights. And so I just stayed in that basic routine, and then I incorporated a better diet plan so that I could keep my weight down. I played at 240. Today I'm about 210, 211. And so I enjoy getting up early in the morning and getting that workout over and done with. And sometimes I might go back out again later in the afternoon or early evening and just walk around the track. And so that's what I do.
Yeah. You mentioned something earlier. I was listening in another conversation you were having, and you're talking about injuries. Because injuries happen.
Yes.
Especially in football.
Yes.
A lot of injuries happen. And so you mentioned that you actually were getting more injured when you started running than you had in football. That's right, people. This stud of a man right here was even more injured during your running.
Yes.
More than you did back in your football days.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that. For all the runners out there, so runners, listen in. Everybody that wants to start running or jogging, walking, listen in to this piece of insight right now so you don't get injured. Because if it hurts, it's going to hurt this guy.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't running right. I was running flat-footed a lot. When I got fatigued, I would kind of drag my feet. And so I hired a coach, and he told me the kinds of things I needed to do to keep from getting hurt. I had problems with my Achilles tendons. I had problems with my shin splints and things of that nature. And so he just taught me how to lean a little bit forward and kind of run on the balls of my feet, and some of that would go away. And then some of it was just time. I had to take it very slow, had to build up to a half marathon and then build up to a marathon. And all of those things take time. So I just followed that particular plan, and the injuries started dissipating as I got more comfortable with that kind of structure.
Okay. So it was basically going in, getting a coach, people, getting a coach.
Yes.
Okay. Learning how to do it properly.
Yes.
And, you know, slow build up, as always. And of course, I know now you're doing the running, doing the walking, still lifting weights,
yes,
everything else. So I know there's one other big thing that you do here in Dallas. It's a big thing for you, and it goes into health as well, which is you're very connected to the community as a whole. So I know you do a lot of outreach in the community. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk a little bit about that, because that's another piece that people forget about when they think about stress and health and everything else, you know, helping other people out is a major, you get stress off of you because you're actually helping and you're of value to other people in that respect. So talk a little bit about what you do locally in the community, things that you're involved in, and, you know, why people should be involved in their community, probably just from a health standpoint for themselves.
Sure. Well, a lot of things I do comes from experience. I'm on the board of directors of an organization called NAMI. It's National Association for Mental Illness. Mm-hmm. I was recently elected as vice chair of the board. And I just feel as though that just the things that I do and the things I've seen with players, family members, and the like, it would be to my advantage just to be more involved and stay connected in the community in that way. I also belong to another organization called Children at Risk. I was their immediate past chair. And what we do there is that we publish a school guide for parents to kind of analyze how well schools are performing throughout the state of Texas. And so those are some of the things that I'm keenly involved in and really enjoy, because it gives me a real good platform to do that outreach and to stay connected in the community.
Yeah. Now, I want to bring that up, because it's, I mean, for Offbeat Business Media, for everybody out there, it's a big part of what we do here is a lot of pretty much local staying, getting in your community and helping your community improve in all aspects. And from a health standpoint, too, it does get you out there. It gives you something else to do outside of yourself.
That's
so
right.
So you're not stuck in your job, because you're not your job, people. You're not your job.
That's right.
No matter how much you want to be your job, you're not your job. You are yourself, and you have things that you want to do.
Yes.
I mean, I've got other nonprofits I've helped out with over the years, so I want to put that out there. Plus, this way they get out there. So you should check those out, by the way.
Yes.
And get involved if you feel the calling to do so. Outside of that, is there anything else that you're involved in that's going to be going on the rest of this year for you going into 2021?
Well, I just recently joined another board for the Arts Incubator of Richardson.
Okay.
I've always been very interested in the arts, and so this will give me another avenue to understand the visual and performing arts in the Richardson area, so I'm very much looking forward to being a part of that.
It's a good group, too. I met them years ago.
Yes, they've been around a while.
Yeah. So,
yes.
For everybody out there, give them your information, how they can get a hold of you, and things that you're going to be doing from a business standpoint that they can take advantage of moving into 2021.
Sure. I have a website. New Tech Business Solutions is the name of my business, and it's www.nbsusa.net. I can be reached there, or 972-248-7251 is my office number.
All right. And anything coming up for 2021 that they just start to
Well, if we
about?
Can get rid of COVID, a whole lot is going to happen. But
oh, yeah.
We'll have to proceed with caution.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And come back for the next episode. Enjoy everything else right here on the Offbeat Business Media Network.
The Health Engineer is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and made possible through the generous support of sponsors and viewers like you. For program information, call 214-714-0495. The Health Engineer, Offbeat Business Media LLC, OBBM, network trademarks, and all portions of this broadcast are produced for the exclusive use of the OBBM network and affiliates, and may not be reproduced without written permission by Offbeat Business Media LLC. All inquiries are directed to call 214-714-0495.